Hello, Dr. Lakin here, doing a podcast update. This one's on MRSA infection. MRSA, standing for methicillin-resistant Staph aureus, is generally a skin infection with resistant Staph. Staph being a very common germ in all of us. About 30% of us carry Staph around, and about 1/12 carry MRSA, this resistant Staph. Now, since 1999, there have been issues with this causing skin infections, this bacterial germ. It happens all over the U.S., and the risk factors for getting this are being in the hospital, being a healthcare worker, or having taken antibiotics recently. So those are the risk factors, but almost anybody can get it. There's no predilection to sex or other predisposing factors other than the ones mentioned above. And the way this condition presents is typically a skin infection that develops anywhere on the body. Looks like maybe a sore or a deep pimple developing as an abscess or a deeper skin infection. You might even think that you had a spider bite. That's a common thought when this develops. That said, it develops into increasing pain and swelling. And if you take a regular or routine antibiotic like a Keflex antibiotic or amoxicillin, it will not respond to this because it is resistant to standard antibiotic preparations. So if you get one of these infections, do not fret. It is not that dangerous as a general rule. In fact, over the years, I've never had anybody get into major trouble with it. It is a nuisance. Sometimes it requires IV antibiotics. Rarely it requires hospitalization. But generally, if we attend to it in a fairly early fashion, we can take care of it with pills. So what do we do? Well, first, we take a look at it and see what the history presents as far as anything that suggests if it could be resistant Staph. If there's any ability to take a culture, that's important to do. And we like to culture wounds nowadays. In the old days, we used to just treat everybody with Keflex or amoxicillin, and they would resolve. Nowadays, we're offering doing cultures. But a culture can only be done if there is pus or a white material coming from the wound, or that can be expressed from the wound or obtained through some other means. So oftentimes we don't culture, sometimes we do if it's possible. Now, antibiotics, of course, are what is needed. And the typical antibiotics we use as pills, and they generally work, but not always, are Bactrim, Sulfa, or doxycycline, a tetracycline, or I often use a combination of the two. And that combined with hot compresses can often be effective in treating these infections that are more moderate. If they requires it, we will do a drainage of the wound. Sometimes you need to see a surgeon or a wound care center to have that done. Beyond that, there is another pill called Zyvox. This pill is very effective against this germ that's resistant, but it's also very expensive, about $2,000 for a course. So most of us aren't going to be doing that. After that, if trying to drain the wound doesn't help, if the pills aren't working, and if Zyvox is not a legitimate option, then we'll do IV antibiotics for a period of time, anywhere from a week to 3 weeks, and that can be arranged. So these things all will resolve the condition for a person. Like I said, generally it's not something that one should be anxious about as far as worrying about it being something deadly. It is not. And as far as worrying about transmission, the keys for prevention are just the standard keys. Wash the hands. Clothing should be hot water, dried, and washed. Disinfecting surfaces around the house. And then we do use some topical Bactroban ointment, a ointment that is effective for treating and preventing methicillin-resistant Staph or MRSA. Typically, we have the patient put it in their nose, and or have the family members put it in their nostrils and their nose daily for 3 days. That does reduce the ability or the potential for you carrying around MRSA. So the word here is don't worry. If you have a skin infection that seems not to be resolving or that's resulting in furuncles, boils, or deep infection, then come see me. We'll get you on antibiotics quickly, maybe do a culture. And if we need to, we'll take the additional steps that are required for getting you better. So again, that's the information. I do have a link here for the CDC, Center for Disease Control, information on prevention of MRSA. So please take a look at that if it's useful. Bye now.